Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Slim and Kim Show. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today, here, talking to my mic. I couldn't hear you in my ears like I should have.
All right, today is August 31st. We're talking about Bad Girls Boxing.
Bad Girls Boxing.
For those of you fellow Bad Girls lovers out there, we saw something not that long ago on Rocky's YouTube page that they were getting together a Bad Girls Boxing fight. And we just saw the promo. It's October 16th. I guess it's going to be in Houston, and it's a pay-per-view event. So we got Rocky versus Christina.
All right, let's applaud.
That's going to be a good fight.
Rocky and Christina. First of all, let me get this, put it out there. Christina is my favorite bad girl of all time. Let's shout out Christina.
I like them both. I don't know which one I like better, but they're both my favorites.
Hold on. Rocky is my second favorite bad girl of all times. Let's applaud Rocky.
Mind your goddamn business, bitch.
Yeah. So, in this one,
I think Rocky's gonna beat her.
Shut her mic off.
Rocky's gonna win.
Stop it.
I think she's gonna be mushing her.
Stop, yo. Hold up. Christina ain't no punk, okay?
I'm not saying she is at all.
Let's go, before we get into anything else, but let's go through their fights. The fights that they've had.
Okay.
Not with each other. Christina, hold on. Christina beat up. Who did Christina beat up?
Rima, a few times. Julie, a couple times.
Julie, multiple times. Fallon.
Never fought Megan.
No. Fallon. I think that was it. Fallon, Julie.
Blarby.
Rima and Blondie. Blarby.
Broby.
Yeah. So
she fought Julie a couple times and Rima a couple times.
So, yeah, Christina is a winner. She wins her fights.
What is Rocky, though?
Yeah, we didn't get there yet, though. Christina has won every fight that she's had. Yeah, well, actually, we could probably play the audio. You think it'll pick it up?
Yeah. But this is just music.
No, I don't want to play no music. Let's just actual some audio of them fighting. Remember, it's not going to... It's just the audio, so...
Yeah.
Just look up all Christina's fights on BGC.
This is.
Go up.
Christina BGC all fights.
All right, let's go. Point it. We can hear it, but we won't be able to see it. That's her intro. That's not a fight.
See something? I like it. I get it.
No, stop it. Yeah, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for the fights.
They're fresh on with Julie.
All right, go ahead, play it.
Let it keep rolling.
But this is when they're like, Christina is like almost undefeated, man. All right, play it.
That was Rocky, though.
Play.
I'm asking you because you're a tiger.
Well, don't worry. I'll try to do it. Her fat ass would be by the fridge and the microwave trying to eat as usual.
Bitch, I don't like you.
And bitch, I don't like you either.
Get on my face.
I'm in your face.
Get her, Christina. She beats the shit out of Julie.
Yeah, she does.
Look at her.
Julie's trying, but...
She's too much.
All she got is her hair.
Look at your hand on the floor, bitch. Look at your face.
My face's so cute, bitch.
Bitch, you're still
alright, calm. I mean, well, mute it.
So
go right back at it.
To Julie.
To Julie. Here, hold on, hold on. Here you go. Right here. Bang.
That producer scared to get in the middle.
Uh-huh. That's three. We'll say two.
This is so hard to take,
like. All right.
Look at your nose.
Get it.
Your nose is bleeding.
Nah.
All right. Yeah, so Christina ain't no joke, man. Christina ain't no joke. She has them hands. They fight again.
This is what happened to
right here. She said, "Bitch, I'll hit you again."
Whatever, bitch. Like honestly, like I'll talk to you again.
But... Go, Christina.
Yanking her around by her hair.
She goes around the ground. Look
by
at
her hair.
Yeah.
UFC bitch, girl version.
All right.
Monster by her hair.
Yo, that's Christina. Christina is no joke.
Oh, damn.
No. Joke.
I didn't like this part. Like she.
I didn't like
crazy,
this either. She goes after
everybody.
Andrea. She's drunk.
You're
scared.
Why
you got this bitch? Bitch.
Oh, because she woke up in the dark.
But Roby tries to fight back.
That was her best friend, like in the house.
Yeah. Watch this. Watch go, Christina.
She don't want to hurt her, though.
She doesn't want to, but then...
Yeah.
I told you this from day one. I have a stopping problem.
All right, so that's impressive, man. That's impressive. Christina's record in her house is very impressive. Very impressive.
We didn't get the Rocky.
Rocky has a little bit more of a, all right, just check out the Rima one real quick. Unmute
Rima
that. Rima
Nelly. I got the good.
You told me to get out the pool. You told me to get out the pool.
Rima ain't no punk. I'll give her that.
No, she got her ass beat many times.
She ain't no punk, though.
But she stayed with it.
Bang.
Damn!
That's the second time I see Christina get the headlock. People be putting her in headlock.
Yeah,
and shit,
they do. Mm-hmm. Roby broke it up.
Bang! Got her again.
Like, yeah. No, it's the hair.
Yeah.
Girls, go for your hair.
Rima ain't no punk.
Yeah, where is the fucking producer? This is Broby and Megan trying to break it up.
She's biting my leg.
And then they got
her paddles.
Biting it?
Okay. All right, so that's enough for Christina. And then she goes back and she drags Fallon off the couch pretty much. So, because they bring her back because they knew the show was stupid once they sent her home,
her
which was
and Megan,
dumb.
Though. Once they sent her and Megan home.
Her, Megan, and, yeah. Andrea went home because she was sick of it.
It was her, Megan, and Erica. Once they sent them home,
yeah.
There's no drama.
I think Erica got sent home unjustly.
Yeah.
Like,
she like got nowhere near as many fights as Christina or Megan.
Or Julie.
Yeah.
Or Megan. Or Fallon. That was her first and only fight. She throws Fallon on the ground.
This turned Fallon number two.
Rewind it. Rewind that shit.
You were talking about you can't have one. You can't have one. Look at her friend. Look at you with your mind. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Yeah,
okay. She knows her on the ground.
Get the down, guys. Like.
Jump in if you want to. Jump in if you want to.
Christina making that. See, She gets put in the headlock again.
Was Megan like sticking up for Christina? Like,
yeah.
Go ahead, Julie, jump
yeah.
in. Bitch.
Because when pause it. Because when Megan jumped on Broby.
Yeah.
Julie was trying to jump in, and then Christina was like, "Jump in if you want to. I dare you."
Okay.
So
if Julie jumped in, she's jumping in.
All right, that's enough for Christina. So
they're not at the reunion.
No. She's good. She's good. All right, let's get some Rocky clips. Just audio. I mean, so you don't get copyrighted.
Rocky had way more.
Yeah, because Rocky was a part of way more. Rocky was a part of All Stars.
I'm just talking about
I'll
just pull up from her season 10.
All-Stars.
Both All-Stars.
What was the other one she did? All-Star Battle.
Yeah, she was just in both.
All-Star
Redemption.
Battles. And then Redemption, season 13. So Rocky's been way more seasoned. I guess, I don't know why Christina stopped doing it. Because she was definitely an all-star.
This is Rocky versus Jen. Season 11.
Like you said, Jen versus we'll talk about that. Who you think would be a better some previous matchups?
He's over a hot pocket for those who didn't see the show.
What? You understand me?
She took it. I mean, she let this girl yell in her face.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So,
same night.
See, Rocky got bullied a lot, actually, in the beginning. She allowed, what's called, to bully her. Where's my dog? Rocky let herself get bullied. In the beginning.
And then she started standing up for herself, though. I guess.
Eventually.
Maybe because she was just.
And then she was like a force to be reckoned with.
This is like their third time fighting in
the
night.
Now she got her pinned down on the ground and won't fucking let her up.
Plus she's drunk as shit. I don't think Rocky's trying to hurt her. Like, you can tell.
Then I think Rocky got sick and tired of it. Look, that's being bullied, dude. Look at her.
Start dumping food on her and shit, pulling her hair.
Look at her, treating her like she's a punk.
You know, so much of that, you're gonna stress somebody.
Why are you letting somebody do that to you?
Yeah.
Why?
You wanna kick me? But when she started fighting back, she didn't stop though.
No, she started fucking shit up.
Yeah.
She can beat that girl up.
Oh yeah, she does. She does. Yeah, I thought she was going to be a punk at first. I think she's drunk. This is Jen versus Rocky, round 5.
They're fighting all night.
All right, skip this Jen fight. Because I don't want to... Because it's not like... It's not good. Rocky's not really whooping no ass until later on in the season. She whoops Sarah's ass.
Right here.
Oh, yeah, this is when she starts fucking her up.
In.
Yeah, Valentina.
She got tired of being bullied. This is the first time she started fucking.
Look at Valentina. Back. Then when she clocked Valentina, I'm like, oh, man. Valentina deserved that more than anybody.
Yeah, she did. I didn't like Valentina either. This is when she first started fighting back.
Yeah. This is like when she stopped being bullied.
Yeah.
Let her go. Let's go. What is this?
All right, then this is Rocky versus Alicia, Valentina, and Nancy. Oh, yeah, this is still part of her season. And Valentina goes after her. And they all try to jump her.
Yeah, Alicia jumps in, and then Nancy... Shayna breaks it up a little bit.
No, Nancy pushed her off.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy pushed her off of Rocky. She said, get the fuck back, bitch.
Who, Nancy pushed her off of who?
Rocky.
Alicia?
Yeah.
I like, don't let them, just let them fight.
Yeah, like.
Oh, this is my favorite. In. This is Rocky's redemption. This is when she starts fighting back.
What?
She beats up Alicia. I don't know why Shannon got in it. She kicked her in the ass, but she didn't have to.
You want to jump me?
You said grabbed her and mushed her by her hair.
You want to jump me? She dragged Alicia.
Regardless, I don't give up.
Alright, this is when I knew Rocky's a strong ass bitch.
I guess
watch. She sneaks her, jumps on top of her, and then Shen
Rocky
reverses it. Raquel.
Really sorry. I don't know what's ends up on top of her.
And starts beating the piss out of her.
Yeah. That's why Alicia came at her like that. Because that's the same thing she did to her.
Yeah.
That's why she got the
hair. Well, she jumped
like
her. That's why Alicia went home. Because she was embarrassed that she snuck her and got beat up. All right, that's enough.
Oh, no, we got the reunion.
All right, this is
the best part.
Now, Tina, you want some?
He's a hand going.
You want it? Bang! Rocky beats the piss out of Valentina. Valentina deserved that shit.
Yeah, she did.
Get out of here, Rocky. Come on, Rock.
Yeah, she did.
All right, now I don't like this shit. Like, that's enough. That's like Natalie and
Red.
Yeah, and Red. I don't like that
then
shit.
Then it gets
that gets
redemption.
A little stupid, and then that starts. All right, so that. All right, so they both had their share of successful wins in battle and fighting in the Bad Girls
Club.
Now boxing's different. Now I hope they don't have them stupid big dumb gloves.
Yeah, I hope it's like real boxing.
Real
it's
boxing
like
gloves.
A,
real
it
fighting.
It better be if it's a pay per view event. Like if we're paying to watch this. I want to see a real fight, like a Jake Paul. Well, I don't know. Like
a Jake Paul fight. Real boxing, no headgear.
Real boxing. I know Rocky said that
I can't hear you.
I know. Rocky said that she's been training on her YouTube page, so.
On her Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
So, all right. Now, tell me, there's my baby.
I just think.
Tell me why do you have Rocky. Why do you have Rocky over Christina?
I just think Rocky's a little bit stronger than Christina.
Strength doesn't always have everything to do with everything.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But in this situation, I don't know. I just feel like Rocky, I don't know. It's going to be a good fight, regardless of who wins. I like both of them, so I don't want to see either one of them lose, but it's going to be a good fight. Like, that's, when I saw the matchup, I was like, oh, shit. Rocky was trying to keep it a big secret who she was going up against.
I'm sure she has to.
Well,
I'm sure she has to.
It's not a secret anymore.
I'm sure she has to because it's like.
But I'm sure Christina.
It's not announced yet. When a fight like in battle rap, like if the battle's not announced, you can't talk about it until it's actually announced.
I'm sure Christina's fucking training too.
Christina ain't no slouch either. Even though Christina has had her issues, but I mean everyone
Rocky,
has issues.
Though, like,
Rocky too.
Rocky did too.
So. I mean, all right, so you think the strength, you think just because...
Not strength.
You think Rocky is physically stronger than Christina?
Yes. Not strength, but the only reason I say Rocky is because when, look at that big Shrek-like girl, what's her name, Alicia, when she comes at her.
Shrek.
She is. When the girl comes at her, grabs her hair, Rocky like fucking manhandles her, flips around and gets on top of her. I never seen Christina do anything like that.
I mean, that wasn't impressive.
But
that wasn't impressive. That
all,
was impressive.
In all Christina's fights, like she mostly had nobody been. She hasn't been on the ground.
Christina really hasn't been battle tested. Like not battle tested, but hasn't been beat. Like,
yeah, hasn't been mushed around like that.
Yeah, she hasn't been manhandled. Like.
Rocky was manhandled a couple times.
Yeah, because she wasn't fighting back.
Yeah.
She was letting him do it to her.
Yeah, she was.
Because she didn't want to go home. But this is how I see it. I think Raquel versus Christina.
It's going to be a good fight regardless. Like, I'm
I like
buying
both
it.
Of them, man. I love both of them, man. I do. I think they're both beautiful young ladies.
Yeah. They're both beasts.
I like Christina's from Jersey, the beautiful Garden State, as am I. So I'm going to go with Christina on this one.
October 16th, fight goes down. You're going Christina.
I'm going Christina.
Going Rocky.
I'm going Christina.
We'll see.
I'm going Christina. Like,
we'll see.
I think it would be better if they just did UFC style. That's really fucking some shit up. Like, instead
of
boxing. No, that's what no boxing gloves. They better not have headgear on and being
they
stupid. They better really fight.
Because they're
not with them big dumb doofy baddies episode 2 gloves. I'm talking about real fighting. They better fight. Cause if,
I think so.
If it's not, then I'm not doing it.
Because the way they're advertising it is going to be a real boxing event, like a Jake Paul event. That's the way.
Okay.
That's the way they're advertising it. So I don't think they would put it on pay per view if it just ended up being like a funny, stupid,
a
like,
big stupid carnival.
Yeah.
Like okay, so
you can't
right.
charge people for that.
The people, they'll try.
Yeah, they will.
They'll try. All right, so. Who's? We also got another fight on the card.
So far, they've only announced two. And then the second fight is Brie, who I guess since she was from season 17.
All right, let's find Brie. Let's find Brie's intro and let's look up Lexi Bloh's intro. Because Lexi Bloh didn't fight anybody. Lexi Bloh was like a sweetheart, but Lexi Bloh was fucking hot.
Cabaret.
All right, is that Brie's best moments? All right, let's see what we got there.
I like athletes.
Is there intro?
Money. I like all the attention. I'm like, I'm here.
Brianna.
Where's she from?
Las Vegas.
Nevada.
I feel like West Coast bitches are just real bitches, so if we want something,
this
we're going to go
from
after it. You already know in my pantry. Your
she was on season 17?
Yeah.
West Coast. Something like that, whatever. I'm not a prostitute. I'm a stripper, so...
Oh, she's a stripper.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're going to have some stripper bitches going at it.
Okay. Lexi's a stripper, too.
Oh, she ain't got no ass.
How about that?
That's what her
that
butt looks like.
You're not relevant anymore.
That's why the
I'm
house
here.
Divided because the face.
At the end of the day, you got your ass up twice, so hopefully
it's
not even showing
the
fight. You know what they say. Third time's a charm. You live with your mom and dad, you fuck.
So, whoever put this together, cut out the fight.
Yeah, turn it off.
Stupid.
Oh, wait, it's still not enough. No, there's somewhere where there's a fight at, right there. Right
they
there,
cut
see.
Out the fights in it. Like.
All right, so her name is...
Brianna.
Brianna from Nevada, and she is going to fight another stripper from Jocelyn Cabaret.
Lexi Bloh.
Lexi Bloh, that's my bitch.
We don't really know much about her. Can't tell you if Bree's going to be good or not. But from, again, Lexi Bloh has the
Let's give him
decide.
A little intro, some Lexi Bloh. Damn, that's too long. Let's hear her intro.
This is an interview.
I'm happy for this happening. Because Lexi Bloh could dance her ass off, y'all.
Yeah.
Lexi Bloh could dance her ass off,
when they first put her on there, I'm like, Lexi Bloh, she's not a fighter. Like, why are you putting her on there? But she did.
All strippers are fighters.
Lexi Bloh did comment back and said she's about that money and they're paying her to fight.
See, we ain't got no Lexi Bloh intros.
Not from here. Like,
I want to see Miss Natural fight, you know? We'll talk about that when we get
Sapphire
to
Sapphire or something.
I think we'll talk about that when we get to the who. You make up two fights and I'll make up two fights.
All right, of who would want to see?
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. Lexi Bloh is from Jocelyn's Cabaret. We can't find no footage
it's
or
on
nothing.
Network. Like she didn't have an intro to Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Damn, they all just
and
came in
fought,
and the field.
So.
She didn't fight. She was kind of like just a quiet chick.
Yeah.
That just showed up and just did her job. Like, seriously. I remember Jocelyn saying that she would have hit it.
Oh, yeah. She tried. Yeah. In the one episode, like, she tried. She was, like, seducing her and shit.
Okay, so who you got in this fight?
I'll say Lexi Bloh.
You don't even know.
I know. I don't
you
know.
You never seen Lexi Bloh fight.
But the little bit I did see about this girl, she's typical girl, slapping and hair pulling.
Lexi Bloh ain't got no hair.
Lexi Bloh is just bigger.
Thicker.
But everyone's saying on Instagram and stuff, like, I hope they don't mess up Lexi's pretty face.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't think they're going to send these girls in unprepared. They're all going to be training. Somebody's putting this event together. Like an actual production company is putting this event together. So I don't think they're going to send these girls in unprepared.
Okay, so you got Lexi Bloh?
Yeah.
Is it because you like her?
Maybe.
And didn't watch the season 17? Is that what it is?
No, probably. I don't know who the other girl is.
You don't even know who she is?
Mm-mm. Right. Who you got?
I don't know.
Yeah, big
but I'm cheering for Lexi Bloh.
Yeah.
Because I fuck with Lexi Bloh.
I want Lexi to win. I don't know who the other girl is, though.
I didn't watch Bad Girls season 17.
Nah, I stopped at like 12, 11. I think 11.
Nah, I watched 13. We just watched 13 with the Redemption. That was season 13.
That was 13, all right.
I still love Sarah. I still love them all.
Yeah.
So, okay, so if you're going to, all right, so.
Who would you want to see, like, a rematch of? Or who would you want to fight?
No, you make a fight right now from Jocelyn's Cabaret and Bad Girls, Baddies, or Bad Girls Club. Who would you pick?
Sapphire versus Natalie.
Ooh, I'm going to applaud that one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I think that would be a good fight.
Sapphire versus Natalie.
Yeah, I'm about to actually put that out there on the thing. Like, yeah.
On Instagram?
Yeah. Why don't y'all get Sapphire versus Natalie?
Hmm.
Oh, all right. So I emailed I messaged the dude, the Bad Girls Boxing on Instagram. And he said it's real boxing, no playing, like they did on Baddies ATL.
Yeah, it's not that bullshit?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
He said it's real boxing.
Okay. Okay. All right. So it's my turn to make a fight. What the fuck, my sugar baby?
Right? Okay. No. All right. Some weird people on it.
All right, so you got Natalie versus Sapphire.
Natalie versus Sapphire.
All right, I got, I'm going to say, Lucky Hustler versus Lucky Hustler. Who's a good body shape, body type for her? Lucky Hustler versus.
Like someone said earlier, seven.
Mm.
They're similar build.
I don't know.
Who did 7-1 after Sarah and Baddies? I don't know who she fought in her season, but she went after Sarah and Baddies.
I would say Lucky Hustler.
Automatically put in the Cabaret versus the Bad Girls.
I know. I'm gonna go Miss Natural. I would go Miss Natural, who's a fox, versus Jada.
That'd be a good one.
Miss Natural versus Jada. Make it happen.
I can see that.
Put that one out there. Miss Natural versus Jada. Let's get these bitches rocking.
Yeah. We're giving them all ideas, so.
I'm going to applaud that one. Miss Natural versus Jada. Let's rock.
Let's see. All
right, what you got next? Next fight. Next? I'm a bitch that one ain't afraid to fight.
Someone is going to beat up Jocelyn. So it needs to beat up Jocelyn.
I would have said Natalie versus Jocelyn.
I can see that because they're too Spanish.
Natalie's black and white.
Black and white.
Yeah. I would have said Natalie versus Jocelyn. But no. You make your own fight. All right.
Next one would be, who else? I don't even have the next one in mind.
Pull up the cast of the Cabaret. And let's see.
We're pinning a.
Yeah, we'll put them against each other.
Cabaret versus Bad Girls. Because someone said on Instagram, they're like, Lexi Bloh is not a bad. She's not from Bad Girls Club. And they're like, this is not Bad Girls Club boxing. It's Bad Girls Boxing. So they could be from anywhere. They don't have to be from Bad Girls Club.
Oh!
So we can literally pick anybody. Big Lex versus Erica.
No.
Yes.
No.
Erica
from Chicago with the ring in her nose?
Yeah.
Big Lex can't. Oh, Big Lex.
Big Lex from Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Oh, that might be good. Okay. I think Erica might be a little big for her. But okay, I was at first I was thinking like, no.
That was Big Black. She's the one, the little pooch. She's the one in, that was on the
A little what?
In the reunion.
A little pudge in her stomach. Yeah. The only one that was sticking up for herself in the reunion.
Yeah.
The only one that wasn't afraid of Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Natural.
Yeah, her and Nash were the only ones that weren't looking like punks.
Yeah, the rest of them were kissing their butt.
Okay, so Big Lex, mm-hmm. I can see that. Big Lex versus
Erica
mm-hmm. from season 9.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm feeling it. That's a good one. All right, hold on, let me see the list. Let me make some fights. Okay, let me get...
You can pick, like, you can pick the same one. That
or I could have Bad Girls versus Bad Girls, you know?
Yeah.
Like...
There's just so many seasons of Beggars Club. I'm like,
so it's a big
remember.
Chance of females to pick from.
For me, like the ones that I remember are the girls that stood out on their season, like the Christina and the Sarah and the Rockies. If they didn't stand out, like I don't remember who they are.
Oh, I was just thinking maybe Yummy P.
The Ray look like?
Yeah, the one that hit Miss Nashville with the heel.
Yeah.
Yummy P. And Jada would be good too.
Maybe
they're
both
small.
Little.
Yeah. Yummy
I think
Pete,
Jada's
both...
more of a firecracker than her.
Yeah.
She's like Jocelyn said. She's like a little sneaky, quiet, deceitful person. Like she tries to manipulate behind the scenes. Like,
but Yummy P
like
put them hands up. I was like, none of y'all can mess with me.
Well, she's going a little crazy.
She
like,
did.
Oh, I'm going home? Okay. Like,
yeah.
Her shoe off of, like,
yeah.
Beat this shit out of your...
Miss Natural.
Miss
Natural let her do it, though. Miss Natural let her do it.
She was looking down when it happened. Like,
yeah.
By the time she was able to get back up, she already hit her, like, 3 times.
With a heel in the head.
With a heel in the back of her head. Like,
oh, man.
I'll give it to you. Jocelyn Cabaret, those girls weren't afraid either.
Okay, so I would say Yummy P. Y'all would like to see her again.
Yummy P.
Versus, I would see...
Miss Natural. I think go throw the gloves on.
No, I want to see Yummy P versus Lucky Hustler.
Yummy P versus, yeah. Lucky versus Miss Hustler. I don't know that Lucky getting down like that though. I think
Blueface Barbie
a couple times. Like even Jocelyn even let him stand and square up and actually like it's like all right, I'll give you guys a minute to fight each other and then we're done with this. And she fucked her up. Like I don't even think Barbie got a. I keep fucking pulling it. I don't think Barbie got a hit off at all. That's what Jocelyn's like, yo, how do you keep getting your ass beat? This is the third time she beat you up.
Yeah. Wait, I can't hear. Wait, can they hear us?
Yeah, they could hear us.
All right, so I'm trying to think, like, who else? That's it. That's my fight.
The,
that's my other fight. That's my last fight. That's my second fight.
Okay.
So I got Yummy P versus Lucky Hustler. So wait, I got Yummy P versus Miss Us. I got Miss Natural versus who did I have Miss Natural going against?
Miss Jada.
Yeah. Miss Natural versus Jada.
Who do we put Sarah against?
Sarah, yeah, man, I don't know. Sarah can't really. Sarah will fight, but Sarah can't fight.
She will.
She will fight,
or,
though.
How about Megan? Who can we put Megan against? Megan's trying to be all prim and proper now. Like she's on the Notorious Queens. Like she's all classy now.
So we got, who can we put Megan? Megan's a, kind of a bigger girl.
Yeah, who can we put
Megan versus...
Who? Maybe Sapphire. You can put Megan.
Maybe Sapphire. Maybe. I wouldn't mind seeing that either. Megan versus Sapphire?
No, because I think Sapphire, like, I don't know. Megan be throwing hands, too.
Yes, she does. She gets busy with it. She gets jiggy with it. All right, so that's about it. I mean, you got more fights?
No. I was just looking up cast members. Nah, it's just a short and sweet, like... Hey, there's Bad Girls Boxing coming out. This is so far. I don't. I'm sure if they're doing a pay-per-view event, they're going to add more girls to it.
They
got to
have more fights.
Yeah.
They got to have more fights.
Because I think they said
just two fights and it's not enough.
Rocky and Christina was going to be the main event.
That is a main event.
Yeah.
I fucking can't wait to see it. Like,
so, if I'm paying, what is it, $70 for a pay-per-view, $60 for a pay-per-view, I hope they have more fights. So maybe they're just waiting for confirmation from some other girls.
Oh, it better not get canceled. It better not get canceled. You know what? And if they do need more fights,
yes,
they can go to the battle rap world.
Love and hip hop. Like,
they can go to the battle rap world. There's plenty of people that still want to fight. So they want, you can get Disaster, could be the main event. Disaster versus Matt Hoffa. Henny Man versus Rome DMV. There's plenty of guys that you can get out there to fight, man.
Yeah.
Like, they don't like each other in
Love and Hip Hop
and in the entertainment industry. Cassidy versus Tory Lanez.
There you go.
I'd be real crazy. So.
Yeah.
But
especially if they're paying these bitches, like they'll find somebody that'll fight.
It'll blow up, man. People like watching people fight.
But I don't think they want. I think they want.
What happened to Jake Paul? He knocks out Nate Robinson. He
now
knocks out this guy.
Celebrity, like,
now he's like a freaking celebrity.
He went from a YouTuber to a boxer overnight. Even his brother's in there fighting Floyd Mayweather.
Even though he lost. Last night Jake Paul lost, dude.
That's what everybody's saying.
Paul lost, dude. Tyrone Woodley beat him, and they tried to act like
threw the fight.
I don't know if he threw the fight. I just know that he just wasn't the same after the first couple rounds.
That's what people are saying.
He came out there like all like timid, and then when he started going, he was beating up Jake Paul, man.
They said he almost knocked him out, had him like stuck between the ropes and stuff.
Almost had him knocked out.
He didn't hit him anymore.
Backed off. Like, what are you doing?
They said he didn't hit him again after that. They're like, yo, normally a boxer, once they had him stuck in a rope, all he had to do was hit him one more time, and he would have been knocked out. That's when people are like, yeah, this is a setup. That was staged. That was like, he threw that fight on purpose because right when
he had him beat, period.
Should have or could have knocked him out, he stopped fighting.
Yeah, it was scoring, but whatever. All right, that's it then.
Yep, that's all we got for tonight.
So you got Rocky, I got
Rocky.
Christina,
yep.
We both got Lexi Bloh.
And we'll see. We'll let y'all know if anybody else gets added.
Any other fights coming up, like any other bad girl fights that I can't wait to watch.
Yeah.
So let's go.
They add any other cast members to the boxing.
Damn, man. Yeah. These fucking headphones.
But, all right. So that's all we got. Make sure you subscribe to the channel on YouTube, Slim and Kim Show. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Barbershop Talk Radio. For some money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. And we'll see y'all next time.
Peace.